Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nice to Meet You. This is your host, Simone, and this is a podcast of conversations with friends and strangers where we talk about life and lessons learned along the way. It's been a while since I released an episode, but I'm back for the anniversary episode. This is the third year of the podcast, and I've learned a lot, and I sit down with a friend. Shane, you've met him before. He's one of the first episodes. And we just had a conversation about the podcast, about growth in the past couple of years, about what it means to be a creative and like the different processes you go through as a creative. So yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. So how have you been, Shane?
How have I been? I persist in these times. I'm a creator myself, and that's been going decently well, I assume. I'm in a couple bands, and I guess that's been an ongoing situation for a while. Mm-hmm. We're in the holiday season.
We are, yay.
Yes.
You can finally listen to All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, that's yes. My rule. Oh, I've been waiting so long for that. Mariah Carey is warmed up and ready to go. Actually, her day started like pretty much Friday, right?
Or her season.
Her season. Yeah. If you look at the Google search values for Mariah Carey, they're very cyclical.
Yeah, no, for real. I definitely make sure I play it that Friday, but I'm not playing it a day before. I find it really disrespectful when people play it after Halloween, like November 1st. Like, come on, let Thanksgiving breathe.
I'm a Scrooge, honestly. Somebody asked me yesterday, like, if they could play Christmas music in the car, and I didn't give them a warm welcome on that one, honestly.
Oh,
I'm just not, like, a super Christmas song guy until I'm doing a Christmas thing.
So what is your favorite holiday, then?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Is that weird?
I don't know. Because I don't think it's a holiday like it's that evolving. Everybody celebrates. So, you know.
I kind of said that on a whim. Like, but it does feel right for me now.
But, like, that's actually, like, interesting because that is probably the holiday that most people are, like, most grumpy about.
Yeah. But it tends to, I don't know. I like the push and pull of it. You know, it could either be nothing or it could be, like, one of the best days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
To be whatever you want to be. If you
that
plan
sounds
right,
like Halloween.
Okay, yeah. But Halloween is like Halloween's great, and Halloween is one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah.
But this, you know, Valentine's Day is so much versatility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could even be like a homey holiday, where you're just enjoying, you know, girls' night out.
Yeah.
I don't like the pressure of having to conform to a holiday, I guess.
You can do whatever you want for holidays now. Like, a lot of people for Thanksgiving were saying that you should do non-traditional things this year because last year was so untraditional. Why do you need a turkey and all this other shit?
Yeah.
Just cook what you want to cook and have your family over, you know?
We did ours 3 weeks early,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that even makes sense, but that's what we did as a family. Cause like
technically, you can make your own holidays.
Yeah, we were just like, ah!
If everybody's celebrating.
Yeah, it's going to work out travel-wise 3 weeks early, so we did that. And yeah, it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. But anyway, about this podcast. So it was like an idea I had like at work bored like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I always would go to happy hour, you know, Actually, I haven't been to happy hour in like, it feels like years, like a real happy hour, you know, like after work, leaving the office, like, oh, I just can't wait till I sit down. Like,
yeah.
Well,
the vibes have admittedly changed.
Yeah. I mean, no fault of anybody's own.
most certainly not yours.
But yeah, so I started the podcast then, and I don't know. I feel like I really did like hit the ground running. I think I've said this on previous anniversary episodes, like where I'm still sitting here like trying to actually develop the idea that I have about what I want this podcast to be. Because I do feel like there's like a lack in conversation between strangers. I don't even want to say just between strangers, but like I don't feel like we really talk to each other, you know, as much anymore. And when I first started the podcast, I had you on, I had Dainese, Amira, like just a whole bunch of like old friends, and like when I was doing the podcast back then, I was just asking y'all questions, right? Instead of just having a conversation, which I've switched to, but it was really interesting.
I remember the randomly selected questions.
The list of questions, yeah. Pick a number. But when I was doing that, I learned a lot about y'all that I didn't know before. And that was really nice. And that was an unexpected like result of doing the podcast very early on. But yeah, I forget where I was going with that actually.
Are you happy with what you learned?
Oh, I mean, I'm happy that with everything that I've learned, yes, but I feel like I wish I learned it earlier.
Huh.
Which is like impossible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, you've created the environment for that to happen. You've created several environments, if I could tick them off real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you've successfully completed at least a year of monthly class, trash cleanings where you brought out people and you know, really run an entire event on your own.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I went once, and that's my fault. I was slotted to go at least four times, but
you know. Oh yeah. I mean, I like feel like I'm annoying people when I ask that.
No, I think it's just that most of us are unprepared to give up any time on our Sunday because we are young and dumb and need all of Sunday to prepare for the rest of the week. But, you know,
it's on Saturdays, though.
Okay. Damn it. Got me there.
Damn, girl.
Same argument. Different day. But, I mean, for real, recently I've finally stopped going out every weekend. And.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Yeah. Very recently. Beyond that, only trash cleanup I went to of yours, that did inspire me to go to at least three others. So I think that's a W.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and I mean, so like with doing the trash cleanups, I think that helped me realize like what I really want to do with the podcast, because it's nice, like it's fun sitting down, having a conversation, learning something, you know, putting that out for the world. But what I really want to do is like change the world. But like what I really want to do is inspire people to be more involved in the community and give people an opportunity to be more involved. Because I just think that's important. I think that a lot of issues that we have in society could be solved by us just like caring more about each other.
Are there any other avenues for service you've considered?
Yeah, so I used to volunteer a lot. Actually, like when I was doing those happy hours back in the day, I would always like go to happy hour before volunteering, which is like, oh, you know, like treat yourself and then you do something nice. So I used to volunteer at this place called, damn, I don't even know, Food and Friends. And they, I was thinking about.
You didn't just
make
that up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. So if you were struggling, that'd be an easy one to come up with.
Right. But no, it's called Food and Friends and it's over in Northeast, I think. It's pretty far up, or yeah, it's pretty far up in Maryland. I'm sorry, in DC. but that was thinking about doing another monthly sort of thing there. Like they prepare meals for people who like can't leave their house because of like medical reasons, or maybe they're elderly. So they just help them out with like supplementing their meals. Perfect. And you help cook or pack the meals for them to be delivered. So that was one other thing that I was thinking about. And then also just like, I know a lot of people who have like, well, maybe not a lot, but I know a couple of people who have nonprofits that could definitely use volunteers. So something like that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't happen overnight and even over a year, but.
Or three.
Well, I think what I see is that there are more connections that have been made, mm-hmm. and that those always deepen over a period of years. So
yeah, but it is a lot about just planning.
Well, you've certainly learned a lot about planning.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know, that snowball, when it starts at a hill, it's teeny tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that one thing I've learned, especially throughout the pandemic, a lot of us have learned this lesson, that it is not necessarily about when you do it. It's just the fact that you do it.
Yes.
I think, was it Colin Powell when he died? One of his last things was like saying, enthusiasm is half the battle, 50% of the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the average American finds it a lot harder to do daily activities in general.
Since the pandemic started or just in general?
I think both of those factors come together.
True, yeah.
I think we were already on that trend, mm-hmm. and I think the pandemic has exponentially increased it. But, yeah. You know, getting out and doing something.
Yeah.
Takes a lot
of work.
Leaving
the house, honestly, yeah. is really hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Thank you for giving that energy to everybody else.
Yeah. I'm a person that, like, I like to, or at least I used to like to be out. A lot, you know. Now I have the puppy. He's like, oh, I feel bad.
Mm. How is it being a pandemic puppy mother?
It's a lot of work, I'd say. Because I'm home all the time, I don't really. Well, I mean, now I'm not because, you know, working at the bar.
Right.
But sorry.
That is a I want to hit on that point real quick. Just it's really funny that you started with going to happy hours and now you are
working at a bar. Yeah. 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 I mean, I feel like I always wanted to work at a restaurant or bar or something.
Well, now you're just better at serving the people.
Yeah. I thought I wanted to be a bartender, but, like, honestly, I've just been serving right now, and it's pretty nice, honestly. Mm. It seems like bartending is a lot of work. I would say, like, I like people, but it's definitely taught me a lot about what I don't like about people.
Maybe that's the only thing you can answer.
I mean, I think... I don't know.
It's hard to say what you like about people. My thought there was saying, like, you know, if I can determine what I don't like about people, the rest of it's cool.
Yeah. Well, I know that there was this pastor in Alexandria, and he used this example for relationships. It's like, you know, when you're younger, you're always looking for what you like, but then you realize it's way more important to look for what you don't like.
Mm.
So, same sentiment there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, if you like something and then you just like that and it turns out well for you, but if you like it at first and then it ends up not working out, then you realize,
then you're
like,
just
I should have looked at what I didn't like also.
Yeah, I've been chasing my own tail, really.
Yeah.
What do you, have you discovered anything about the podcast like that?
What do you mean, like, about what I don't like about
it? Well, yeah, what do you not like about it?
Oh, I hate editing episodes, like, for real. Everything else is pretty, like, whatever, like. Yeah. Putting together, you know, I do everything. So, like, putting together, like, the release stuff, that's not bad. Actually, I do hate social media in general. Mm, so, you know, promoting is tough. So there's a lot of things that I don't like. I think the one thing I do like is doing it.
Yeah.
The other parts of it are the harder parts.
Good.
So, yeah.
Sounds a lot like being in a band. Personally, just because, mm-hmm. you know, we've run into the same issues.
Yeah.
Promoting yourself is the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Unless you're crazy, and then it's really easy. but
like, companies do it all the time. Like, they'll send you an email every single day, but, like, people are scared to, like, send their friends, like, a tweet or a text or something. Like, come support me.
Well, they are paid to do that, and your friends are not.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a tough thing for me, is realizing that, like, you can't rely on your friends to push your dreams through. You really can't.
You also can't not. You can't. You have to give them the opportunity, I think.
Yeah, the opportunity. Sure.
Keep them
sure.
included. You know.
But like your closest friends should not be involved with your initial business, just because it makes things so difficult.
It afterwards. Sounds like you have experience with that. Yo, I need you to chill out.
Well, yeah, I had two bands break up. I'm in my third iteration of a band, and we learned a lot of lessons along the way, mostly about what drives people.
So the band's breaking up.
Which one? No, current one's great.
Yeah.
Current band's great. We've been through the fire and flames to find this arrangement, but everybody's pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm glad I went through all those, emotional scenarios, because then I learned why I was there and why they were there, and then now I found people have the same why that I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. That's what we're all looking for, yeah. I think. People with the same why.
What I was getting at earlier about not relying on your friends and family, I guess, is like, I've made albums, right? And the first one, I was so excited to share with my parents. I was like, yeah, look, I did something. And it was great. And like, you know, all my, like my boss bought a copy of it or whatever. But like at the end of the day, I know that wasn't my best work. And I know that wasn't something that I would be extremely proud of, but I was happy that they supported me. And like,
yeah.
So I had this, like all this weird feeling of like, all right, now I've shared something with my family and I've, and they've given me the support or whatever, but like, I don't really even want it because I know I can do better.
Yeah.
Like I should have just been made it to the group that I want people to like, the group that I want to like it. Once they like it, then I'll be happy sharing it with my friends and family and that type of stuff.
I see. Yeah. Like build your audience before you ask for support.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Like you just have to have a little bit. Cause like that's where all projects flail, is in that first 10%, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay. So with podcasting, I do kind of feel the same way about that because it's like, starting off, I really don't like social media, so I don't have like a big following or anything. So not only am I learning like podcasting or like, you know, social media promotion and stuff like that, but I'm learning like literally podcasting, like what it sounds like to have a conversation on a mic, what things you should cut out, what other, all this other stuff. So it's like, just the, on top of just learning the actual like what instrument, you know, you have to learn other things,
showmanship
too.
And all
it's a big package of things.
When you have one product, it's never just that product.
Yeah
And that's a hard thing to learn. I didn't know that lesson. I didn't know I had to learn that lesson when I was learning it,
but it's inspired a lot of things too, just the idea of just doing things, like literally like starting things, just how can I make this happen instead of being like, somebody should do this, like, you know?
Something I think about is, I think a lot of people that have been on your podcast know each other now.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, when I've done the panel episodes and everything, and just people who have, like, been around each other in general, a lot of people have connected, which is nice, you know? A lot of, it's good to have, good to know that it's, like, building a community, at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at some crazy numbers from things like, the average American male has like 2.5 friends, right? Or I don't even know what those, they're really low though. Like people just don't have lots of connections.
Yeah.
So when you make one, like you never know how many that can go from.
Yeah.
Like making that one connection actually does matter.
Yeah.
It does matter. I'm jealous of your pandemic pet.
Oh. She did a lot of work, like I was saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just jealous, really. Yeah.
It's like, I still want a kid, but like,
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't want a child.
She might want to get past you to that side of it.
Go.
No, she just wants attention. Okay. What were you saying? We were talking about the band stuff.
I was talking about the band stuff. Oh, only that there's a lot of similarities. And like, you know, so, sometimes you play a show for like 2 people, and you work all week for that, and you just do it.
I mean, that's what Malcolm Gladwell wrote about the Beatles, right? Where they just like would play night after night after night, and that's how they got good.
Oh yeah.
And it wasn't about, it was just about the amount of hours playing. It was about the practice.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
And here's one of the reason we talked about this once before, and it was because I've done trash cleanups before, but I've never done a trash cleanup in the same place. And I was really just impressed by your commitment to going to the same place, cleaning it, coming back, seeing it's dirty again, being like, you know what, that needs to get cleaned.
I mean, that's literally what we do in life, though. Everything is just cycles of, like, cleaning things. Like, you know, like, your house.
Successful.
Like, dishes. Like, yeah, if you, like...
If you're successful. But many people
just
do
washing
not.
Sheets, though, they get dirty again. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, you gotta get into the rhythm.
Yeah. I hate it.
You gotta play when nobody's listening. And You got to clean it up even when nobody's watching.
Yeah, exactly. But that is something that I find really important now also, is just sustainability in general. Like, the podcast has helped me just unlock the fact that we need to be paying a lot more attention to this. So next year, I want to do a sustainability challenge of the month. So I don't know if I should start. I don't know. Should I start in December or should I start in January?
I would think it'd be easier to start in January.
Yeah, duh. But I'm just like, the anniversary of the podcast, might as well start on the same.
I mean, you could start on Chinese New Year in April if you wanted.
Mm. Or my birthday. Because why not?
There you go.
But yeah, no, I think I'll start, I guess, in January. And I just want to do different sustainability challenges to like encourage people to just care more. That's all I can say, right? Our earth is dying.
How are you going to do that?
How?
But, what would you do? Shrubbery cutting or mulching?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're just gonna.
Oh, okay. So you're asking like what different challenges I have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like the first one I know is gonna be the grocery store reusable bags thing. Try to always bring reusable bags to the grocery store, because I don't do that now, and I keep trying to do it and I keep not doing it. Yeah. But next year I'm making a commitment. And then another one would be like, shop at the thrift store. So instead of like going to get new clothes, just shop for clothes that have already been made.
There you go.
Composting.
How about compost?
Oh, composting. Maybe for April.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
month.
If you did
yeah.
hey, if you, that, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have like different like little things like that where it's like you could help out. Just like small, because you know, it's like all about the little things that people do. There was this one video that I watched.
It all adds up.
That was saying that it's not about like one person doing something perfectly, it's about everybody doing a little bit imperfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good one.
So that is what I want to focus on. I feel like I am finding my stride, but it's also just like a lot of pandemic slowdown things. Yeah. You know, like I feel like everybody like was just like, this is just too much.
What's been tough for me to realize this change of time in this winter is that I have not yet exited survival mode that I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought when I got a vaccine, when I started going outside and I was doing all this fun stuff and I was happy, I thought I was good.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, making up, you know, for the last time. And I'm now getting to good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking me a while to process some of that shit.
You know? It does take a really long time to process, because I was thinking about this too, and just the pandemic, like we kept thinking that we were going to get our old lives back. Even now, like I have like the shadow of my old life in the back of my mind, you know? So I feel like that took a lot of adjustment also. Yeah.
What's still back there that you don't think you're going to get back?
The work gym, honestly.
The work gym.
That is my number one like issue with this whole pandemic thing.
No, I'll be honest. That's
it was the best. Like, you have a gym downstairs that has like all the like squat rack, deadlifting, everything that I would want to do is in that gym. And it's literally downstairs. I can go during lunch, I can go after work. It does not take more than a minute commute walking. Like, I was going that way anyway. So yeah, that's what I miss the most. And also just like the spontaneity. We're getting that back, I think. But, you know, being able to text a friend on like Tuesday and be like, hey, you want to go out for drinks or something.
Yeah.
We're a little bit safer now, but like for like a year and a half, you couldn't just do that.
Yeah.
People are like, are you nuts? No, like... like, are you trying to kill me?
Well, unfortunately, we're also running up against the difficulty of getting older, so it's kind of a tough timing for a lot of those things.
Oh, yeah, it feels like a lot more lost time than, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 2 years I cared about a lot.
2 years of your 20s.
Yeah.
But I think that it's we actually got lucky as
I think so.
Being 25 and, like, 26, like, that... age range, because that's when a lot of things in your mind shift and when you start thinking about the future.
Yeah.
So we kind of literally did get to like sit down. We had to sit down
yeah.
and think about like, okay, so what is the future? And since everything wasn't happening as fast as it usually is, you think more about, like, you get deeper into, like, your own goals in life.
Oh, that too.
That too. Yeah. Yeah, no, you definitely realize your own, like, habits.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought about a lot about the podcast and what I'm doing and, like, what I want to do and what matters. Mm. And it was nice to be able to not have distractions while doing that, or, like, not be as distracted as usual.
Yeah, you have one of the more sustainable hobbies through the pandemic, relatively speaking.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere.
I'll say you pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it, you know, it was difficult or not is up to you. But,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've taken weeks off at a time, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, shows who listens, huh? I don't know if I have anything else to say that I wanted to mention.
Hmm.
Do you have anything you think I should mention?
I think it's important that we keep on keeping on. We've had a lot of disruption in our lives, right?
Oh, yeah. One thing that helps me with that is, like, the attitude of, like, everything is always going to continue changing, so you just got to make sure you're stable.
Yeah. Working towards finding things that are stable, regardless of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I crave. That's what I'm trying to build all the time. It's, like, those little things that keep me stable.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's reading a book or... I'm not good at the exercise thing. I need to. I don't know. I work from home now, which is throwing me for a goddamn loop. I'm not good at that shit.
It's tough. It's just being in the same space the whole day. Like, your mind, I just feel like it...
wanders.
It just, yeah. It doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it doesn't know what to do. Yeah. I feel like it was, like, that was part of...
But yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been a learning process, as life has. And I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for next year because I feel like I know what I'm doing just the tiniest bit more than I did last year, as I feel every year.
Yeah.
Which is nice, honestly. It's good. You should be growing and learning. If you feel like you've mastered it, then...
Something that I've noticed recently is that everything that I do, I have to think about it. Some things I think about, I don't have to think about at all, and I can just act. So, like, I have like, a lot of things I just, like, go through and don't think about. But the things I do think about, I think about a lot more. Like, like, everything has more power behind it. Like, if I go to, like, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
I'm trying to understand.
Like, if I go to shake somebody's hand, I used to think about, you know, going, you know, making sure I did a good handshake type of thing. I used to think about that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think about that kind of stuff. I just think about, man, this person's pretty cool or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And so there's always more, like, there's more, mm-hmm. like,
well, also, you did have to learn how to have a good handshake.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
riding a bike, you know? It's like, now it's an automatic process.
Right, right. I just say, like, I'm noticing them now, and it's a little interesting. It's a little weird.
Noticing what? The handshakes?
No, I'm noticing how much I... have processes figured out for my life, and when I have moments that bring me into stunning detail about everything, everything's a little more lit, actually, because I have so many things that are kind of on autopilot.
When I so really when you learn something new, kind of thing, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I don't know, there's just like kind of like a... Like, if you kept putting on layers of coats,
mm-hmm.
like I got a lot of layers on now. Everything's a little thicker, but I can feel it all, too. I feel like everything has a little more impact.
I'm not understanding.
I'm just waxing poetic.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm confused.
I don't know how to explain it yet. I guess this is what being an adult is like.
So you're saying that you don't think about the handshake anymore?
Right. Well, I guess I have, you know, lots of anxiety.
Oh, so you're learning Oh, okay. So I guess I kind of understand. You're learning how to be more comfortable instead of thinking about what you're doing to be comfortable or to make other people comfortable.
Yes. Yes. Because I've worked through that. That was very well said. Yes. I've worked through all those processes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for being here and helping me just have this conversation, because I don't know, I felt like doing just a solo episode, but I feel like I needed some feedback.
Well, I think you're doing a beautiful thing and have been for a while.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, so I'll just stop recording. All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Until next time, there are no more trash pickups for the year, so that'll probably start back up in either March or April, probably April, just because of how cold it is in this area during March. Other than that, like I said, look out for the sustainability challenge for next month, for January. You already know what it is. It is bringing reusable bags to the grocery store. So get ready for that. And until next time, y'all. If you would like to follow the podcast, you can do that on Instagram and Twitter at NCY Podcast. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that on iTunes, Spotify, or SoundCloud. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, if you want to be a guest, then you can send your emails to ntmypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully I'll see you next week.